Welcome back to YouTube with the boys to have another fantastic episode for you on the recent Creator Clash. So the Creator Clash was a boxing event hosted by iDubbbz, an influencer beatdown per se, and it had a bunch of stars in it. You know, the headline fight was iDubbbz versus Dr. Mike, but it had Michael Reeves versus Graham Stephen, Justin Minks versus Yodeling Haley, who else? Harley of Epic Mealtime versus Aaron Hansen of Game Grumps, The Odd Ones Out versus I Did a Thing, a bunch of cool, great people. And it was awesome. So, you know, we've seen kind of YouTuber and streamer boxing events before, and they've, you know, happened. There was that one, you know, classic, like, you know, I've never said I was a fighter, that clip, where that one's from. It was a bunch of, like, TikTokers and streamers. But this one was kind of a legitimately one with a lot of big names. And it happened, I think it was Saturday night. I did not pay to watch it, and I did not get tickets, because, you know, I'm cheap. But I possibly may have looked up the fights on YouTube, and, you know, I'm going to review it a bit. So, what's crazy about this is that it was actually pretty good. When watching the fights, a lot of them were actually, seems like the people trained and did well. iDubbbz versus Dr. Mike, both of them seemed like they had trained a lot and were ready to box, and even though it could have been slanted in Dr. Mike's favor, it did seem like they both knew what they were doing and it was a good fight. The Odd Ones Out versus I Did a Thing. The Odd Ones Out got rocked, and I mean, didn't really seem like he had a chance, but they did both seem like they trained, even though he got rocked, like, in a, like, fundamental, professionally way, you know what I mean? Stephen versus Michael Reeves, another great fight. This is actually a really good one. Both fighters seemed to knew what they were doing, but they were, you know, just good at what they were doing. Who else? There were some that seemed a bit kind of, we're just going to throw, I think Ryan McGee and, versus Alex Ernest, Ryan McGee of Super Mega versus Alex Ernest. That was another good one. I did watch part of that. They both seemed like they were well-trained, and although Alex Ernest may have had a bit of an edge, it seemed like they both knew what they were doing, and it was like a good boxing match. Because I think what happened with some of the last ones is you get two totally untrained people in there, and then they're just, you know, swinging their fists wildly. But, like, what's crazy about that is, you know, like, when you just go full swinging fists wildly, it becomes less interesting because you don't get to see, like, cool jabs, cool uppercuts, punches like that. But then there's the reverse of it, where a lot of professional fights are a lot of defensive fighting now. And what I mean by that, it's a lot of, you know, I'm going to hold my hands up close to my face. We're going to dodge, move away, you know. I just moved away from the microphone while saying that. But, you know, we're going to move away, not really hit each other, clinch a lot. And there was about no clinching in here. What's cool is about having a bunch of influencers fight is everybody wanted to put on a show, which is really fun to see. Like, is one of the better, like, boxing things I've watched in recent years because they were trained enough that they could actually box and not just do, like, a random swing and fist fight. But then they were also still influencers, so they were all throwing punches just the whole time, all the time, which was really awesome to see. You know, you just had a constant entertainment. I think it came off really well as content. Everybody wanted to make content there, but I did a great job of just, you know, throwing punches and, you know, putting on a show. You know, some of the more, I feel like, fights that were a bit, I don't know, you know, if it was, like, a bit more slanted, or Matt Watson Super Mega versus Dad. I feel like that didn't go great for Matt Watson, and it just, it looks like he trained, but everything went to shit pretty quickly. Internet comment etiquette with Eric versus DJ Walsh of Animators versus Games, that one looks like they trained, but it did seem like it got to a lot of just, you know, swinging in close after a while. Same with Harley versus Aaron Hansen, and Justin Minks versus Yodeling Haley. I will say that one, like, I think they both did a great job. But to be honest, it looks like neither of them just put their hands up, which is kind of crazy. They just took punches and they were swinging at each other full board. It seems like they possibly learned how to punch and, you know, learned how to block and all of that. Or learned how to block and all of that. But it seems like, you know, once they got in, they just wanted to just, you know, show their punch and they just went for it. So they kept swinging and swinging and swinging. And that one just felt like there was not one single block. And that was kind of brutal to watch, to be honest. But, you know, they just did pretty awesome altogether. I think it was a good event. It seems like it went really well, and it seems like everybody enjoyed it. I think this went a lot better compared to a lot of other, you know, boxing events. They did like a really good job. But I mean, the one thing after this is it had some aftermath. So after all of this occurred, you know, I went on Twitter and everything, and I see every influencer like Valkyrie and other people talking about, oh, I'm gonna like, you know, fight. I want to find someone to fight and all of this and all of that. And I'm like, is this just gonna be a trend? Like, are we just gonna see a bunch of influencers fight each other? Which, I mean, it's like, it's cool, but I don't know if we need it. And here's what I mean by that. You know, this event was really cool and really awesome. If they want to do an annual creator clash, I think that would be a great idea. I think you could bring, you know, different people back every year and make it annual. But I don't think we should just have a bunch of creator boxing events. Because the problem with that is it's repetitive. You know, once you watch, of course, once like your favorite YouTuber fights another favorite YouTuber, that's going to be fun. But I think there's a lot more creative, you know, things that we can do with like the energy here. I think what makes this successful is less of, you know, two different YouTubers just fighting each other and like blooding each other up. I do think there is an aspect to that. But I think what's more successful is, you know, YouTubers training for something, putting their all into something, and then showing up at like an athletic competition. I think that's interesting and fun. You know, boxing may be very eventful, but I think if we did like, I don't know, I guess the Sidemen do have their charity soccer match, but imagine like if everybody all of a sudden trained for like a YouTuber influencer basketball game. But it wasn't like, you know, any basketball, you know, YouTubers. It was like Disguised Toast on one team, like Mizkif on the other. But not, I know they've done sports days on OTK, but like something like they train for. Like, you know, maybe like once a month, everybody gets, actually no. Once every like 3 months, they get like 3 months to train for something, right? Like every day, they can turn it into content and then they have one match at the end. Like kind of like a circuit like that. It would be really interesting. And if you do it with different sports, I personally think that would be a lot more appealing than just boxing every time. Because if we just have constant boxing matches, that'll get repetitive. Although, yeah, it'll be fun the first few times. I just think that you can take this fun IRL energy, like this getting together in real life and doing big events energy, and bring it to other things. That's what I personally think can happen. And I think that I do support, like I said earlier, maybe doing like the Creator Clash, making it annual and having like, you know, different creators every year. I think that could be a way to be done. But I think there should be a way to keep it at the same IP. You know, I don't know if I used that word correctly. But I think if you make one event, like the main event that happens every year, it'll be a lot more effective in the long run. Kind of like how they're trying to do with the Streamer Awards. They're trying to make one event, hold it annually, and I think it'll become effective that way. And I think you could do the same thing with the Creator Games. And then you could take all that other IRL energy and move to other places. What else would be fun to see streamers could be done? Some type of like fencing would be fun. That'd be kind of crazy to see. But I think people just like seeing like creators get beat up. Because like boxing is kind of like the peak physical you can do. If it's that peak physical you can do, I'm trying to think if there would be any other like fun things. If they had like just like one game show and they had like a bunch of Survivor type challenges, that would be interesting. But that's just Survivor. I'm not being creative there. Football would be fun. I think that's too hard to orchestrate though. And there's just so much money in boxing, so I'm not sure. But I feel like what I'm saying is I think this energy can go to a better place than strictly boxing. That's all I'm trying to say. But yeah, I think it was really awesome, and hats off to iDubbbz for putting together such an amazing event. I think that's really cool, and I can't wait to see it in the future. You know, what this morphs into. If we see like Valkyrie fighting Emeru next year, I think there can be, you know, big future in this. I think wrestling would be really funny. Like, you know, even if we want a different form of fighting, like, I know UFC is, like, too intense, but wrestling would be kind of hilarious if they, like, just all got together and started doing, like, jiu-jitsu in each other on, like, Olympic wrestling. That would actually be pretty interesting. And I think that would be like a funny one. Like imagine like Ludwig and like Schlatt going at it and like wrestling. That would actually be hilarious. I think we should do that next. But yeah, I think that's gonna be it for this week. Short episode. I will see you guys next time. Goodbye.